I'm in Piccadilly Arcade today, and we're here today to look at the Eco Emporium, which was an idea by Nick Reed of Neem London, the sustainable fashion brand, known as the low-carbon or carbon-conscious menswear brand for the Gen X generation. As we walk into the store, we can see a large banana greeting us above the doorway. As we previously spoke to Nick on our last podcast, we discussed how bananas are a great way of measuring the carbon output of garments. As we look on the wall, we'll see a sign that actually says our shirts emit only 2.9 kilograms of carbon, which is equal to 25 bananas versus a standard cotton shirt, which emits 6.3 kilograms of carbon. That's a lot more bananas. As we come across now, we're going to have a little chat with Nick and Stefan of Vin Sneakers to talk about the Eco Emporium and why it was set up and what it is all about. Hi, Nick. Hi, Stefan.
Hi, Seb.
Hi there. Thrilled to be here with you today.
How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. All good.
So when did you start the Eco Emporium? When did you open?
We opened just over 10 days ago now. So what was the actual date, Stefan?
I think 28th of October. Just before November, 1st of November. Yeah.
Fantastic. And it's been going well?
It has been going well. We had a good party the other night. We're finding that the people coming into the store half really care about the climate crisis and the lower emitting way of living, and probably half don't care and tell us to shut up. So we're trying to convert that second half.
So we're hoping that the second half at least will come in, see the quality of product, and then be converted over to the sustainability story.
That's right. At least if we're telling them the story of the pollution in fashion and the impact of fashion, they're learning, if nothing else.
And we can see all around the store as well, which I shall describe slightly. There are signs, there are notices, there's information on the walls about sustainability, about impact on the planet that is resulting from the fashion industry, but also the way to do things better, the way to make clothes better. And that's exactly the foundation of the Neem brand and many, well, and all the other eco brands that we find in the Emporium here today. So let's just come over now to Nick, and let's find out a bit more about the story behind the Eco Emporium that we are now in. So Nick, tell us what made you want to do what you're doing with the store.
So if we're going to change the game here and create a new game, it's a 10-year game. And it's important that there's an ecosystem of brands, people that care about the climate crisis, care about the impact of fashion, and that we collaborate. So the objective was to create a store that we call the Ecological Emporium, where brands were able to exhibit and sell their products, all of which had a low impact and low emitting standpoint, as well as creating things that last. So we tried to create a product or a brand or a store rather that was targeted at a customer in this area. So generally 35 to 60 year old men who are concerned about the climate crisis and want to shop from brands that are independent, small and curated by us.
That's fantastic. So tell us about some of these brands that you do have in the store.
So, of course, we have Stefan's brand, Vin, which is the lead brand. He'll talk about that in a minute. And we have a waterless vegan skincare brand. We have a concrete and candle brand that's handmade, a very low impact, made in Suffolk. We have the Clothes Doctor, which is ecological detergent and also runs a repairing service. For clothes, we have One Essentials, which is a recycled underwear brand that can be recycled post-consumer use. So all brands were selected based on a low emitting standpoint.
That's superb. And why did you pick this particular area to showcase the Emporium?
Well, three reasons, really. I mean, I have a history with this area. I worked for Charles Sturt for many years, and always I love St. James. I love the history, the depth, the soul of the area, but wanted to bring something modern to this area. Secondly, the estate that we're operating with were keen to bring in more ecological and sustainable concepts, brands into the area. So they were very supportive of what we were doing. And then thirdly, it's a good Christmas shopping destination because of the Royal Academy being over the road and Fortnum Masons being 2-3 doors down. So we felt it was an important area to be in at this time of year.
And for anyone that doesn't know, we are just off German Street, I believe, which is historically known as a gentleman's shopping area for suits, shirts. We had Charles Tewitt down there. We used to have TM Lewin, I believe, and many of the well-known brands for, well, not necessarily the Gen X generation, but for many generations, for many years, in fact. And like you said, we're not far from Fortnum & Mason and, of course, the Burlington Arcade. And, of course, being a brand yourself, your own brand, Neame London, being focused on the Gen X generation, this is one of the areas for that. And like you said as well, it's very interesting that you're bringing something a little bit more modern, even though the brand Neame and many of the other brands in the Eco Emporium are targeted at Gen X. It's actually quite a modern take on many of the products, which we don't often see in this area. So that's an interesting direction that you've gone in there. So, Stefan, let's move over to you. I know that Nick has to disappear at the moment, but let's talk about the leading brand, as Nick has said, Vin Sneakers. Now, I've met Stefan a couple of years ago, in fact, before the Vin Sneaker took off. But let's talk about why it is a sustainable product.
So Vin was built basically on our belief after both my co-founder and I, Catherine, we were in the fashion industry for like many years. We built probably over 40 collections in footwear and accessories. And after a while, we were kind of disheartened with everything we're doing. And Vin is really a take on trying to build something that is made to last, a very long-time classic that will become like your favorite shoe. That's kind of like where we started with. When the main idea behind it is that everything is built on longevity. So all the materials we're using, all the components we're using, everything is sourced in Europe, fairly sourced. We're producing in Northern Italy, near Verona is our small factory that makes our sneakers handmade in Italy. And then our main innovation with the trainer is really that you can replace and renew pieces as you go, and as the piece just kind of wears in and wears and wears and wears, and you can just, the pieces that go first, which is normally the heel and the heel counter, you can exchange and renew. And then also, it's also a bit of a personalization piece where you can, because you can do it yourself, as that's the biggest innovation. You can also exchange for new colors. You can have like a bit of fun with it, because in the end, what do we all like? Some fun stuff that really also enhances the longevity of the piece, and that makes you want to wear the piece for a much longer time.
So what got you into footwear in the first place? Because I know you have quite a long background in it anyway.
It was actually coming to London brought me into footwear. It was kind of a bit of a lucky punch. I came to London to do interior design, and I worked with a Japanese designer, Tomoko Azumi, at that point as an intern for like 3 months. And then we finished a project for Tokyo Design Week. And then through a friend of mine, I got an interview with the creative director of Harrods of London at that point, which was Kevin Martell. And we then kind of gelled, and he really needed somebody to help him be his right hand and build a brand and have a lot of skills within the design industry, let's put it that way, because I'm coming from industrial design. So we then started out basically building Harrods of London together. It was just him and I with some backing from some big people, which basically then started building the brand and finding our feet a bit with how do we build this brand, what are we doing. And at that point, I did everything from like, you know, packaging to stores to websites to, of course, the collection as well. But it was very hands-on and startup as well.
And when it comes to footwear, it's a difficult product to call sustainable in the sense that we all know it's made from fossil fuel kind of product. But then we get a lot of brands who are obviously vegan footwear, which again throws up other challenges, as we've discussed before in the past. What is it for you coming into the footwear product, but wanting to obviously give it a longer life, a more sustainable angle to it? How did you feel you were going to do that? What were the main kind of challenges that you felt you were going to face?
It is, like you said, rightly so, footwear is a very complex product. It has normally between 20 to probably 40 components that are all kinds of different materials. And of course, in the making process, a lot of it is glued together, stitched together, put together in some way or another to build the actual shoe. And then, of course, as a main piece, you always have a sole unit. And then within the upper, there's a lot of like stiffeners and things involved that are hard to define and look at from a sustainability point of view. So what we're trying to do with Bin is really, we have 26 components in the shoe. So we know from like the main components, like the sole unit, the upper leather, the lining leather, the detail leather, and the cork insole, we kind of know where they come from. And that's why we kind of want to at least have transparency and traceability on those main impact pieces that are in the shoe. All the smaller parts like threads, eyelets, laces, stiffeners, foam inside, it's a bit tricky to kind of like get to the bottom of that. And I think within footwear, there's a almost like a misconception of like, if we use a, so to speak, sustainable material for the upper, then that's kind of good enough as a sustainability initiative. What we found with Bin was through the eco-innovation and the longevity piece, it was really important to have like everything that's built around it, like the leather we're using, the full leather lining, the cork insole, everything needs to be built for that longevity piece. Because what we really want to do is build like transparency in the supply chain and know where things come from, and then a much longer use cycle, which is really what shoes should be, right? You really want like multiple years of like wearing them and having fun with them and really enjoying them. And then the end of life, we're working on a solution where we get the shoes back and then disassemble them, and then the materials go back into recycling certain cycles. That's kind of how we see footwear at the moment. Not everything is solved, of course. There's a lot of things we're still working on. And there's also a lot of things you can get better at. But I think the main challenge right now with footwear is that it is a very linear product that uses a lot of resources and is basically never made for longevity. It's always kind of like for style, quick wins, or like a hype almost that's kind of in trend, and then you wear it for a while and then you kind of, what do you do with it? Kind of, that's the biggest question in the end. Where do things go? So we try to think about it in a circle way, although to actually come full circle with a shoe is probably not quite possible, but that's the big challenge, I think, for footwear.
So is that one of the main challenges that you'll be looking at going forward, is how to handle them at the end of life to give it a more circular life cycle?
The end of life is, at the moment, there's basically all three pillars. We call them the three pillars, like the transparency piece, the use piece, and then the end of life piece. And all three pillars, I think there's a lot that can be done. Like for instance, in the sourcing and manufacturing piece, the first pillar, we're looking at actual biodegradable leather now. So really kind of trying to find something that works for what we're trying to do with the longevity, but then at the end of life, we can actually decompose. So that's one thing. Then we're working with a startup in Switzerland who are trying to do a bio-based TPU, which is specially made for sole units. So we're working with them to kind of find the right material, so to speak, that will allow us the longevity of the sole unit. But then obviously, again, that's a process. They're a startup. We're a startup. We're trying to collaborate and make something happen within that industry. Then the use cycle for us is a very interesting piece as well, because we are basically handing over ownership of the shoe to someone, and they will come, and it's as much their responsibility to take care of the shoe and like wear it and have the fun with it, as it is us to also like supply them with constant kind of like ideas and help, and like, oh, I need to renew this piece, I need to renew that piece, and we will be there and help on that journey that should be like 5, 6, 7, 8 years instead of just the 1-2 year cycle you normally have for a shoe. And then at the end of life piece, we already have a partner that's interested in working with us, which is Recycle, which also does Timberloop with Timberland. So there is kind of a solution somewhat already existing to disassemble the two main pieces, let's put it, the sole unit and the upper, and then cycle them back into material recycling. But again, is it perfect? Not at all. Like, there's so many like points and issues and challenges that we are facing because it has like 26 components. But I think as a whole, the footwear industry in general just needs to really wake up and stop the big overproduction, the big hype piece, and the things that are really just short-term and quick wins that are very linear and are basically just make, dispose, make, use, dispose, make, use, dispose. And that's really what we are kind of like working against, much as Nick said as well. It's about changing mindsets and changing the system. It needs to come in a it needs to become something very different, where people take responsibility and they want to take responsibility because it's better for them, because they will love it. And it's better for the environment and the planet as well, because they will obviously use things a lot longer and it will be a much more joyful experience as well with the product. So you really take it into your life and be part of your life for a long time. And that's what you really want with these pieces, I think.
So like you've said, when you mention all the different components that go into footwear, it obviously is very challenging, like you've mentioned, to actually do something with those at the end of life. With a garment, for example, it could be just made out of one material, which makes it a lot easier to recycle, to repurpose again. But obviously with footwear, with all those different components, it's a huge job. But it's nice to hear that actually there are companies that you're working with that are looking at those innovations every day. And like we say about sustainability quite a lot, we know what we need to do, but there's so many areas that need to be looked at, and there are constantly innovations happening all the time to address all the different elements that need to be looked at. And footwear recycling is just one of many different factors that has been looked at daily to try and provide solutions. But we'll get there. I know we'll get there. And especially with smaller brands like yourself and collaborating with other brands and innovators and manufacturers, the solutions are happening constantly and being improved daily. And also, you mentioned as well, you know, in the meantime, with your brand, it's very much around the longevity of product, because as we know, that's a very sustainable way of shopping, to buy a product that will last almost probably your lifetime in many occasions. And with footwear, that's something that people need, a shoe that will last them as long as possible, rather than constantly buying and discarding. You know, the sustainability angle of your shoes is very much about a product that is good quality, well made, and will last and can be repaired and will be there in someone's wardrobe for a very, very long time.
Absolutely. And I think there's a very nice saying about, like, we can't afford to buy low quality pieces anymore, because we'll just rebuy, and it just doesn't, it won't do what the one piece does if you have to like buy 20 pieces instead of the one. So in reality, it's kind of like, if we can all shift our minds back a little bit into a setting where we buy what we really want in our lives for a long time and take care of that piece and then really also enjoy it. Like, in the end, it's also like, you know, if when I take care of my sneakers, because I do now, I didn't do before, it's, you know, you clean them, you put some cream on it, like, they come out beautifully again. They have their scratches on it, which is also beautiful. It's part of your life. And it really becomes the pieces that you wear the most and the longest that you want to wear, right? And that's the beauty of it. I think with product that lasts long is really about like the relationship and the what you feel when you put them on, because it's all about comfort, it's all about choice, all about like what you already lived through in it, and it's a memory almost, right? Where you really feel connected to something, and it means more than just being like, oh, I can buy this tomorrow. No, you can't. So I think that's the sentiment that kind of needs to come back for people, and that's really the big shift we're trying to do also here with the Ecological Emporium. Is really about giving that joy and having people discover things that are like, okay, I really love that. I want that in my life, and then really kind of like for a long time, enjoy it and have fun with it.
That's fantastic, yeah. And you were talking about as well, as we are in the Emporium and we're seeing all these different brands and eco brands here, you were talking about the collaboration aspect of it all as well. How important is that to you?
Most important. I think we are at a very interesting time, and I think the coming together in a space like this with all the founders, talking to everyone, and everything we do comes from our hearts. That's why we do them. And I think it's important that lives on, that finds a voice and a way forward where we can be much stronger together, because we have a beautiful offering here in the Emporium now, right, with all these like different brands, from like candles to fragrance, to sunglasses, to leather goods, to sneakers, to of course need the all the shirts and menswear. And we all have the same goal, and we all are stronger together, I think. And that's really what this space is about, and then hopefully what we can build from it will be an even bigger sort of platform or an idea. We already have like a lot of thoughts on like how this could transform all our small pieces into a much bigger piece that then becomes something that people are like, oh, I can, that's where I want to shop, because it is like that heartfelt, great product that you just find and you will buy it once and you will love it forever.
Absolutely, absolutely. And looking at the sneakers in the store as well, we can see how beautifully made they are. The quality is impeccable, and obviously the kind of quality that is going to last you quite a long time. Where do you make your sneakers, by the way?
So they're made in a small factory near Verona, just outside of Verona in Italy. So we have wonderful partnerships with the Italian factory. We have great partnerships with our leather suppliers in Germany, the cork suppliers in Portugal, of course, and then also like further components are mostly sourced in Italy as well. So we really want to have like, you know, short kind of ways to bring everything together and really like build the most beautiful product really for you as the consumer and the owner of the product, because the idea, it you know, sustainability, like I said before, it kind of, if it is fun and if it's like a long lasting piece and something you really love over time, it becomes a very great kind of piece for you, and it will just, you know, enhance your life. And that's really the goal of what we're trying to do with Vin.
Well, Stefan, that sounds amazing about the brand. The quality is clearly there. Like I've said, I absolutely love these shoes. I think they're fantastic. I love the fact you can replace the heel. You can replace the, what's the bit of the back called?
Heel counter.
The heel counter, yeah. So I noticed that you focused, obviously, like you were saying, on the specific areas of a trainer that wears out first.
Yeah.
To obviously add to that longevity piece that you founded these shoes on. How easy is it to replace those pieces?
Well, you can literally just do it yourself. It's very quick. You can just snap it out and snap it in. It's basically a click mechanism with like pins in it. So you can just do it yourself at home. It's very simple. It will take you like a minute or two of that. And that was also one of the points. Obviously, you want it to be self-sustained, so to speak. So you don't have to send anything in or do anything. You just order an extra heel piece once your heel piece is worn off, and then you can just kind of like replace it yourself at home.
And I noticed they come in different colors. So I assume you buy the separate pieces. You can maybe change up the colorway next time or have a couple of these samples to change them over depending on the mood?
Exactly. That was the whole idea. A bit playful. We have at the moment like four colors, like a nice dark red, an olive, a navy, and the natural that kind of you can buy as separate pieces. And then the sneakers themselves come with like a certain color already attached to it, as it is, of course, like nice and easy to kind of have that first look already together when you start.
Brilliant. They are really, really gorgeous shoes, as well as all the products in the Eco Emporium. Loving the Neem London brand as well, as a Gen X gentleman myself, even though people don't believe me. We absolutely love these clothing. These items are amazing. You've got One Essentials, I believe they're called, which is the underwear, which Nick was talking about earlier. Also fantastic quality, and they feel amazing. Really love Fred and Tonic's leather accessories. Absolutely stunning. And yeah, I think if people want to come down, have a look for themselves, it's worth seeing an Eco Emporium in the heart of Piccadilly Arcade. And how long are you here for?
Yeah, so we opened the shop roughly 10 days ago. Like Nick said, we will be here till January. So all your Christmas presents for your best man, so to speak, are already sorted. Just come down, have a look at our wonderful product selection we have here. Like we said, we are in the Piccadilly Arcade. So it's number 7, just a few doors down from the top. We also have a lot of events going on. So we have press events, friends and family. We have also speakers on sustainability that will come down. So please come down, write us. We'll also publish the whole event calendar very soon. And I think I'm sure Sebastian will do that on the podcast as well. So we can really, hopefully have a lot of people come in, enjoy our offering, and then also buy some.
Absolutely. So I know you've got the press event next Wednesday, and there's going to be another friends, family, or anyone can come down next Friday, possibly, unless you sell out tickets, which I imagine you probably will, because it's been very popular so far, and that's on Friday anyway. But anytime between now, January, you can pop down, have a look at the store, see what's on offer here, and just get a good feel of what sustainability is all about, and talk to some of the founders. I know as business owners, people can be quite cynical and assume it's all about profit and money, but these are real genuine brands who have a real purpose and foundation that they founded their brands on, trying to actually do something good and put back in the world and use business to make a real difference, to make a real impact on the world that has been kind of screwed up a little bit by a lot of businesses over the last decade and so, the last few generations, in fact. And these are business owners that are actually very conscious of that, very aware of that, and very genuinely do want to actually put back into the world. So come down, have a look at these eco brands, see what you think, see the quality as well. The quality is there. And we know that sometimes sustainable products are touted at being overpriced. We're not going to say that these are products that are necessarily super cheap, but actually, when you're buying trainers every few months for your kids or for yourselves at £150 a pop every couple of years, that's actually not cheap anyway, compared to a trainer that will last you probably most of your lifetime. And the same with the garments as well. When you buy an underwear every Christmas, every birthday, compared to underwear which can be bought at a reasonable price every few years, but also can be then recycled, it's definitely worth it. It's worth it for you. It's worth it for your wallet. It's worth it for your environment. So yeah, so come down and have a look. And like Stefan says, it's up until January, and I am no doubt going to be popping in every so often as well to see how it's going. Well, Stefan, it's been really great to talk to you. I know Nick has had to pop off at the moment. It was also good to talk to Nick, as always. And I wish you the best of luck with the store.
Thank you very much. And yeah, I hope we see a lot of you. A lot of your podcast readers will come, listeners will come down as well. And thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, I have been Sebastian in the Eco Emporium at Piccadilly Arcade, live podcasting for the first time ever. And it's been absolutely thrilling. Again, this has been the Sustainable Fashion Wingman Podcast, helping you dress, live, and work more sustainably.